The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Millions of brave Americans stepped forward and volunteered to serve in the armed forces. You have been a force for good in the world. Nothing that has followed, nothing can tarnish your honor or diminish your accomplishments.
Some progressives want to stop paying cops, but start paying criminals.
But if they let you do your job, you wouldn't have crime in New York. So I just want to thank you very much.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It was quite a weekend. A contrast of two presidents, former President Trump being greeted with joy and love and support at a New York City firefighters station. A sitting president booed at his three visits that he paid to New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. He was heckled. He even posed for a picture with some little kids who had Trump hats on. It's like even children are in on the criticism of Joe Biden. The chants F Joe Biden were heard at sporting events all over the country. He was jeered and heckled at the stops. Never spoke. They didn't want to let him speak at all. So you got a president who fails to deliver any remarks during the 20th anniversary of September 11th. Former President Trump spoke plenty, but no words from the sitting president. It's bad. It's really bad right now, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows that this administration is flailing. Miranda Devine wrote a powerful piece in the New York Post about how the 9/11 memorials are a reminder of how far our country has fallen. You should read the article. It's like a gut check. Check it out at MikeOnline.com, where we have posted the article. I was able to spend some time Saturday night downtown in Lower Manhattan, where the tribute to light was on display again. Lots of quiet, peaceful commemorations by hundreds of people all over. It was moving. All those memories of 9/11 came rushing back, flooding back. I vividly remember my late wife's tears. My Denise was horrified, as was everybody. We were residents of Manhasset, Long Island at the time. And Manhasset lost a lot of people on September 11th. But Miranda Devine is right. These commemorations, this memorial, the tale of two men, Joe Biden's rocky reception everywhere he goes, and Donald Trump's, and incidentally, the smart kids said that Donald Trump was going to be shunned in New York City. He wouldn't even be able to show his face, they said. Well, he showed his face and had a great time with a bunch of happy firefighters who seemed delighted at Mr. Trump's visit.
If they would let you do your job with guys like this, if they would let you do your job, you would have it cleaned up. And don't nod, because if you do nod, you'll get in trouble, okay? I want you to so just stand and just be perfect. Don't nod. But if they let you do your job, you wouldn't have crime in New York. You wouldn't have crime in New York. So I just want to thank you very much. You are incredible people. I want to thank you for that endorsement. That endorsement meant so much. Now, in all fairness, I don't think any police department anywhere endorsed the other guy. I think I get 90. I must have gotten close to 100% of the vote. I think close to 100%. There are a couple of strays everywhere. We're trying to figure out who they are, right? But we got the military. We did great with the military. We did incredible with police and fire. So I just want to thank you all. Yes, please.
That was just the president, former President Trump, with cops, firefighters. Steve Hilton said that was a very powerful image to see President Trump with a bunch of first responders while President Biden is being heckled and booed and even trolled by little kids wearing Trump hats. I thought Steve Hilton's commentary on Fox News was pretty profound.
There was something that happened this weekend. I don't know why. It really sort of pointed up the contrast, I think, between what we've seen from Biden and the White House over the past past month or so, and what we had with President Trump. It was this picture with President Trump on 9/11. He chose to spend it with the police officers and fire department of New York, and just really. Look at that picture. There's something about that photo of him. Yeah. There's a strength there. I don't know what it is. It was very powerful to me. It really showed the contrast with this Biden regime.
He's right. There's such a dramatic difference right now. There's a mood in the country. And I don't. Here's a poll that came out from CNN. I don't know if you trust the poll or not. Vast majority of Republican voters say they want Donald Trump to run. And in 2024, Sean Spicer told us today, not only will Trump run in 2024, and he will be the nominee, and he will win. But according to this CNN poll, Republicans overwhelmingly back Donald Trump as the leader of the party, but are split about whether he should be the standard bearer in 2024. About 51% said that... he should run for president. 48% say they believe the party would fare better with somebody else. Yet Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say by 63-37% that Trump should continue to be the leader of the Republican Party. A lot of people seem comfortable with Trump being a kingmaker, but not running for king again. To me, you can't replicate the 4 years of Donald Trump with somebody else. Trump is Trump, and there is a unique way this man led the country for 4 years. Sure, the media lost their minds. Sure, the left hated him. The never-Trumpers were miserable. Who cares? Don't you know the never-Trumpers are going to hate Ron DeSantis? The never-Trumpers are going to hate anybody who sort of follows. I don't know who else you're talking about would be the standard bearer. Who beats the machine in 2024? I think after the disastrous first 8 months of the Biden administration, as of today, it's Donald Trump. That contrast and the video clip of Biden being booed, he's literally stumbling. Did you see this? If you're watching the stream at MikeOnline.com right now, if you're by a computer or your smartphone, this poor guy, it looks like he's going to topple over any minute. You see how old he is, how infirm he is. And I don't ever take any delight in that. But here's cut 12. This is what he said. This is what it sounded like as people were jeering and heckling the 46th president of the United States. All the smart kids said this was never going to happen. Biden was going to solve everything.
You're a mutt for what you did to Afghanistan. Terrible.
Don't sniff him.
Terrible.
Don't sniff him.
That's really bad. That's really bad. So, you know, I think the smart kids were wrong about these two men, these two leaders. These are polar opposites. And the mood today, I think if Donald Trump ran today, he'd win overwhelmingly. So a lot could happen between now and 2024. But when you see this administration literally stand in front of the world and admit this vaccine mandate that they're imposing upon millions and millions of Americans doesn't include illegals? Jen Psaki, circle back Jen, she admitted it to Peter Doocy, the only reporter who gives him any, gives her any challenge or any pushback. Here was Peter Doocy asking Jen Psaki about whether or not vaccines are going to be required for illegals. Essentially, she admitted it. I mean, she admitted that the vaccine mandate does not include illegals at our southern border, and she refused to answer why.
Well, look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible. And so the president's announcement yesterday was an effort to empower businesses, to give businesses the tools to protect their workforces. That's exactly what we did. But certainly we want everybody to get vaccinated, and more people are vaccinated, whether they are migrants or whether they are workers, protects more people in the United States.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
That's correct. Go ahead. Next question. She refused to answer it, but she confirmed that illegals aren't required to be vaccinated, but American workers are. Do you know how infuriating that is to millions and millions of people? Are you taking that in? Are you understanding this? King George stands in front of his lectern and says to the common folk, you get vaccinated or you get fired. But illegals, who undoubtedly are bringing COVID with them in many cases, pouring across the border, no requirements for them. My gosh, let's get your reaction to it all. 1-800-655-MIKE, kicking off a Monday, September 13th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Would you vote for Donald Trump today? Would you vote for him again in 2024? You think Sean Spicer is right? We'll play his quote for you, where Sean Spicer, who worked closely with President Trump, said, not only does he run, but he wins. Is he right? 1-800-655-MIKE. Is the big boy going to be back in town in Washington, D.C. in 2024? Donald Trump, 800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Here was what Sean Spicer, who served as President Trump's press secretary, told me today about whether he's going to run in 2024.
One, he will run. Two, he will be the nominee. And three, he will win.
Is he right? Incidentally, my entire conversation with Sean available on the Mike Gallagher Show podcast, The Backstage Pass. You can subscribe to our podcast for free at MikeOnline.com, including my daily delightful chat with my radio buddy, Mark Davis in Dallas on 660 AM, The Answer. Let's see what you think as far as whether or not the president is going, Donald Trump is going to run again. Michael, what do you think? He's going to run again?
Donald, hello. Am I on the radio?
You are on. I don't know. Are you on the radio?
I'm on the radio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Congratulations. You're on the radio. I'm great, Michael. How you doing, sir?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out in California, but we need Trump back as president.
Well, it's going to be an even more beautiful day if Larry Elder becomes governor. What do you think?
I would say every Republican step is the right direction.
Amen. Amen. So you'd like the idea. You think Sean Spicer is right? He's going to run, and you think he'll win?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, do we get our president back?
Yes, we do. The simple answer, yes, we do. We have to wait till 2024. We got to wait till September 14th tomorrow to hopefully see Larry Elder be elected. We got to wait for the midterms 2022, and then we got to get Trump back in the White House 2024. How about Mary? Mary, what do you think? Is Trump going to run and is he going to win?
He would definitely win ballots that have been turned in by the post office.
Yeah, so now that, well, then what do you do with that? So if you're worried about election integrity, what do? You stay home?
Oh, heck no.
Atta girl. You gotta vote, and you gotta vote enthusiastically and get everybody else to vote. 800-655-MIKE. Let's be focused, and let's make sure that we understand. Listen, big week for Larry Elder. And they're pulling out all the stops to try to stop Larry Elder. Polls are saying, oh, he's going to lose badly. I don't know. I remember a story about polls. Did you see that the LA Times columnist who called Larry the black face of white supremacist doubled down? Here's the reporter, the LA columnist, Gene Guerrero, talking to that dumbbell Brian Stelter over on CNN over the weekend. Cut 10.
He's essentially been running his campaign on Fox News and on right-wing media outlets. He's refused to talk to large, you know, to nonpartisan and media outlets and to journalists who are critical of him, has refused to answer difficult questions, often uses the few interviews that he does give as an opportunity to give a performance on social media, denouncing those journalists and playing the victim. But he has been able to reach the minority of voters in California who embrace his white supremacist worldview. And, you know, he's co-opted this line by my fellow columnist from the headline, you know, calling him the black face of white supremacy. But he refuses to engage with the actual substance of our reporting, you know, the idea that His views were shaped by a well-known white supremacist named Jared Taylor, who he repeatedly quoted in early writings, that he plans to reverse all of the state's progress on immigrant rights and racial justice, and that he poses a very real threat.
Can you imagine? Larry Elder doesn't want to talk to people who call him the black face of white supremacy. Imagine that. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
In the case of Gavin Newsom, there's hardly anybody in California who loves him, unless they're on his payroll. Everybody else in the state, because it's so overwhelmingly Democratic, kind of likes him, but is it enough to get them to turn out to vote in a recall election? And all you need is 50% to say, he's gone, recall him. I don't know that Gavin's got a deep enough base left of passionate people who will come out for him.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Just praying with every fiber of my being that Larry Elder wins this week. Tomorrow's the big day, September 14th, where the recall election of Gavin Newsom unfolds. Of course, what are they going to do with mail-in ballots? You got the unions out there, of course, driving the stupid mail-in ballots. Could be a lot of shenanigans. Who knows? But wow, what an earthquake that would be if Larry were to win. Not the kind of earthquake Californians normally have to go through, unfortunately. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. I also gave Larry a big campaign contribution. $5,000. Hope it got put to good use. It'll be my $5,000 that makes the difference. It'll provide Larry with the margin of victory he needs in the state of California. Heard we had a great event over the weekend, Salem, Los Angeles, KRLA, with some of my colleagues on stage, with about 1,200 cheering, screaming folks. So congratulations to everybody out at 870 The Answer in Los Angeles for a big event. We've got a big event coming up a week from Thursday in the Tampa Bay area. Governor Ron DeSantis on stage with Larry Elder, yours truly, Mike Gallagher, Alfredo Ortiz from Job Creators Network. It's going to be a big panel, a big, big evening of conversation over the state of the country and where we're headed, bringing back our jobs. It's the Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back Tour at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. Come out and join us in person a week from Thursday, Thursday night, September 23rd. Hope to see you there. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. I hope Angeline from Pinellas County, Florida, doesn't show up. I keep getting emails. We keep getting emails from this woman, and I want to. I've looked her up. She's written some letters to the editor, and I don't want to say what town she's in because I don't want anybody to hassle her. Here's her latest email to the show. I really don't know how you live with yourself. You are a vile man, putting hatred out there every day you are on the radio. Lies and more lies. That's Angeline from Pinellas County, Florida. I think we ought to put her on the radio, don't you think? Wouldn't it be nice to have a should we like have her in the studio or at least on the phone line? I mean, like every day she writes an email like that. I'd like to know, what lies am I telling, Angeline, from Pinellas County, Florida? And I live with myself fine. I don't know what you think's wrong, but she thinks I'm a vile person and I put hatred out there. And she listens day in and day out. If you had somebody on the radio who put out hatred, wouldn't you change the channel? But Angeline of Pinellas County hangs in there with us every day, firing off her angry emails. Maybe we should, I really think we ought to reach out to Angeline and see if she, it looks like she's kind of an artistic person. Her email address suggests she's artsy. Well, we'll see how artsy she is. Maybe we'll put her on the radio. It'll be fun. Poor Angeline. Angeline, spare yourself the misery. Put on NPR or something. You'll live longer. But maybe we'll get her on the air. It'd be good for your health to listen to some classical music or something. Hey, got a big discussion about artificial intelligence I want you to hear about, and big tech. That's next.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Gallagher.
Yes, he will run. And yes, he will win. We sorely need him in our hour of pain in this country.
Mike, this is Mike in Anderson. I've got the answer to the hat question. The name Biden has five letters, and the name Trump has five letters. He's lost his ability to spell, so hey, what can I say? He thought it was for him. Take care. Bye-bye.
Careful. Angeline in Pinellas County, Florida, is going to think we're spewing lies. Should we get her on? Hey, Angeline, and she always signs it with the town she's from. She's from a little community in Pinellas County, Florida. And Angeline writes email after email about how hateful I am, how I lie every day, how evil I am. She doesn't know how I live with myself. I'd love to talk to her. I really would. I mean, we get some people that write a lot of email to the show. You know, and you can send us an email, mike@mikeonline.com. I don't see everyone, but sometimes some of them are flagged. I mean, some people just write over and over, and we just kind of delete them because please, you don't need to write every day. Jack in Colorado Springs, he's a doozy. He's always firing off emails. Kyle, there's people that just write over and over and over and over. And Angeline is one of them. And I don't want to give the town that she's in, because again, it's a very small community. Somebody's going to know her. Maybe you do, because I looked her up and she's written a lot of... Should we get her on the show? Hey, Angeline, I know you're listening. Call Tracy at 800-655-MIKE. And we'll put you on the air, and you can tell the world why I'm such a hateful, vile person. I mean, I'm kind of curious. I don't know if she's young, if she's old. I don't know. I don't know what her deal is. The biggest mystery is why anyone would listen to a radio host that you hate so much over and over and over again, and then just keep writing emails to that person about how hateful they are. What are you trying to do? You want to change my mind? So, Angeline of Pinellas County, Florida, we're holding a line for you right now if you want to join us. 1-800-655-MIKE. Because we'd like to chat. The floor will be yours. You can just let me have it. Instead of firing off all these nasty emails you keep writing, tell me in person why you hate me so much. We're gonna give you a welcome invitation. Red carpet treatment, Angeline. Artsy Angeline. All right. Craig Stanfill wrote a book called Terms of Service. He's a computer scientist and a software engineer. He's very knowledgeable about artificial intelligence. And he wrote a book called Terms of Service. It's so important, though, that we listen to his warning about the role that big tech is playing and the role of censorship on the internet. Facebook, Twitter, all this has been co-opted by these big tech titans. And I had a chance to talk to Craig Stanfill about his book and about the warning he has for all of us who go online. Tell us, first of all, about the book, because I haven't got my hands on it yet. I can't wait to crack it open. Describe Terms of Service for people who want to learn about it, know about it.
The book is set in a theoretical future, 250 years from now. I put it that far in the future to sort of bypass whatever our current contemporary issues may be and look at things more abstractly. It posits that there are big corporations, corporate monopolies, that pretty much run the economy and pretty much run the world, sort of corporate government. And that flows from this notion that these companies can set their terms of service however they want. So if you want housing, you have to go to the housing company and you have to sign their terms of service. If you want food, you have to go to the food company and you have to sign their terms of service. And of course, you cede all your power to these companies.
You sure that's 255? You sure that's 250 years out? That sounds like 2021 to me.
I get a lot of that, and of course, there's. It's obviously written in with awareness of what's going on with big tech, and the sort of the theme is: if you think it's bad now, it could get a lot worse, and it is getting worse. The other thing I've added into this is artificial intelligence, which is something that people need to understand the implications. You know, Facebook has 2 billion customers and I think 15,000 content moderators. And so obviously their moderators can't really keep an eye on their customer base and make them toe the line. So what they do is they use artificial intelligence as a force multiplier. And Big Brother never had it so good, to put it bluntly. the moderators at Facebook can't look at everyone all the time, but the AIs can. And in 1984, Big Brother couldn't watch everyone all the time, but now the AIs can. And people need to understand that the combination of omnipresent surveillance, such as we get from big tech these days, and unlimited ability to set their own terms of service, and then when you add on the force multiplier of artificial intelligence, you end up with sort of the perfection of the totalitarian state, the perfection of the totalitarian AI surveillance state, as I put it. And that's not a future that we want to go to. And I think we need to be aware of just how far this technology could take us down that road so that we don't end up there.
Well, no, there's just no question that this is prescient. And I want to talk about what we experience today and your understanding of it. I know this is purely anecdotal, but I can speak from personal experience, my family, my friends. If I right now threw out a question on air and said, how many times have you had a conversation about a product or a company? And then moments later or hours later, that product or company pops up on your computer or on your cell phone. I mean, Craig, this happens all the time. And there've been moments where I'm like, I know I had not even done a Google search. I haven't gone onto the computer. And you get this sinking suspicion, this sense of dread that there really is a Big Brother Orwellian 1984 component at play, not 250 years from now, but right now. Are we crazy to suspect that something like this is actually happening now? Isn't it true that they have now the ability to capture phrases or words and put it up as a marketing tool on your computer or on your smartphone?
I mean, absolutely. They do, I believe, look at everything you say. I did an experiment. I'm a computer scientist, so I'm one of these guys that does science and experiments. I just wanted to see what would happen. I put up a meme on my Facebook page that said, basically, this meme has nothing to do with COVID-19. I'm just trying to find out if the bots are watching me. And sure enough, people who shared that posting started getting pop-up saying that this posting talks about COVID-19. And, you know, all the usual, you know, we've all seen that disclaimer from Facebook. And, every photo that you put up, I believe, is scanned by their AIs, and they're looking for things with, in this case, COVID-19 content. Sure. But they've already declared that, for example, anybody who supported Donald Trump in the election is an enemy of the people, and certainly they ought to be looking for enemies of the people. And anybody who, for example, thinks that there are two biological genders is going to be accused of, you know, divisive hate speech, and they can be looking for that too. And anything that they don't want you to say, they have the capability of scanning your photos, looking for them. Maybe, you know, maybe you went to a Trump rally. They can spot that in your photos. Maybe you own a firearm. They can spot you in that in those photos. And then they can take action based on that of various sorts. And they may ban you. They may control who can see what you say. And we really have to ask ourselves, should we let them do this? Now, in my book, I've painted a picture of where this is going, and it's not in a pretty place.
Right. That's Craig Stanfill. Fascinating conversation about artificial intelligence and the ability of Facebook, Twitter, these social media giants to and all of these bots and this awful stuff that's happening to spy on us. His book is called Terms of Service. You can go to CraigWStanfill.com to order his book, Craig W. Stanfill, and Stanfill is S-T-A-N-F-I-L-L, two L's, CraigWStanfill.com to order Craig's book, Terms of Service, which is not your typical sci-fi blurb. 8 minutes before the hour here in the ReliefFactor.com studios, I'm heartbroken. My number one fan, Angeline, in Pinellas County, Florida, has not yet called. We have an all-points bulletin. If you know her, if you love her, you should, first of all, you should be concerned about her. But second of all, have her call me because I want to meet her. I want to talk to her at least on the phone. Let her know why she continues to listen every day, continues to fire off these hateful emails about how much she despises me. The last one we got over the weekend, I really don't know how you live with yourself. You are a vile man putting hatred out there every day. You are on the radio. Lies and more lies. So Angeline of Pinellas County, Florida, call and tell us what we're lying about. Why do you hate so? I'm a likable guy. Give me a, I mean, you're listening every day. Don't you know that by now? Come on, Angeline, step up. We have a line waiting for you. Tracy's blocked out a line just for you. Call 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Maybe Angeline, maybe she needs to be bribed with a free MyPillow, because portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. And Mike Lindell, of course, has been attacked similarly by many, many entities. And the Mike Gallagher special is back. The premium pillow that's normally $69.98, the pillow that started it all, is now just $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. When you hear all the stories of the way MyPillow has been kicked out of the retail stores, maybe it's time for you to step up and support MyPillow. The Giza Dream Sheets are without a doubt the most comfortable, luxurious, smooth, amazing sheets I've ever slept in. They're soft. They're made from the best cotton on earth. The sale of the year is here. For a limited time, you're going to get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And all the great new products, the My Slippers, available as a slip-on or moccasin, you're going to save 50% off the regular price when you enter the promo code MikeG. I just sent a friend the mattress topper. He and his wife have a mattress that they don't want to get rid of, but they think it isn't as soft as it could be. Well, the mattress topper transforms your bed into the most comfortable bed you'll ever own. You'll save 30% off the regular price, plus you'll get two free standard MyPillows. And the MyPillow bathrobes. I pat around my apartment all the time with my big, oversized, comfy robe. It's made with Supima cotton for a relaxed fit, a soft, comfortable feel. You're going to save 30% off the regular price with the promo code MikeG. And again, as the retail stores and the machine, the beast, tries to cancel Mike Lindell, thanks for continuing to support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure you look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square. You got to click on that box to get all these great prices. And then with every order you place, enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Don't forget, there's some pretty famous people who love MyPillow.
I bought a couple of pillows, and they're very good. I have to tell you, they're great. I've slept so much better ever since.
A lot of text messages about Angeline in Pinellas County. Mike, that woman, Angeline, who sends terrible emails every day, must enjoy listening to you. I wouldn't listen to someone if I thought they were a liar and I didn't like them. Maybe Angeline has a crush. Sorry, Angeline, my dating days are gone. It's all over. I'm just happy to and content to sail off into the sunset alone, even without my dog. Poor me. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. You too, Angeline. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.